News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Okay, just turning our attention to something a little different today. Eurospar has launched a new initiative that aims to put a defibrillator in every one of their 50 supermarket stores across the country. The devices are going to be publicly accessible, and there's actually a fundraising for the installation is going to be carried out through in-store collections and various different initiatives like community fundraising activities as well. Well, RTE broadcaster Michael Lester was in hand to launch the initiative just last week, and he joined me in studio afterwards to talk about it. I started by asking him what Eurospar were trying to do.
What they're trying to do, and you basically explained it yourself there in the introduction, they want to put a defibrillator outside each one of their stores, 50 stores around Ireland. And the reason that they're putting them outside the stores, and this is a thing about defibrillators that should happen, there's no point in putting a defibrillator just in your GAA clubhouse or whatever the case may be, because they need public access. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing is they're going to put defibrillators outside the store. So it's kind of associated with them, but it's available to the public, hopefully 24/7. And then they kind of have to take the risk that nobody damages them or vandalizes them, or even though that sounds ridiculous that it might happen, but as we all know, unfortunately you can't. But anyway, that's the plan. Mm-hmm. That's okay. What they're hoping to do.
The Eurospar initiative as well, they've 50 locations themselves nationwide, and they already have, I suppose, a lot of these defibrillators in some of the locations as well. But I mean, is this an initiative that you think will actually work? It's something you think is it's a positive initiative?
Oh, absolutely, totally. This is one of those things, you know, that I suppose, like most people, you don't think about these things until it actually comes across your own door. And in the last 2 years, you know, I have become involved in mm-hmm. all of this area, and I've become, I suppose, in a way, fascinated by it. But also, I'm beginning to understand that we're only taking the first steps in some of this area, and how you might deal with a cardiac arrest and all this. And just very briefly, yeah, to explain.
Of course, because this is a topic close to
something I'm often asked. I didn't have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. I had a cardiac arrest.
And there is a difference there.
There's a huge difference. Heart attack, I think, is what everybody kind of understands, the pains in the chest, not feeling well, you have to go to hospital fairly soon or whatever. What I had, cardiac arrest means you drop dead. Your heart stops beating.
Okay.
And you have here minutes for something to happen, or you ain't going to be coming back. And that's why defibrillators are so important, that if there's one available anywhere near, look, you're not going to save everybody. You can't have a defibrillator like every 100 yards or whatever. But the idea here is the more of them that are available to the public, then of course you're going to reduce the number of fatalities mm-hmm. that are going to happen. I was out in Connemara a couple of weeks ago, and I was driving off around Roundstone and out that neck of the woods, and I noticed signs on the side of the road every now and again. First of all, I didn't quite know what they were. I presumed they were signs for beaches and throws and all this kind of crack. But I took a look at one of them at one stage, and it was actually a sign that said, there's a defibrillator here and it's available 24/7.
Brilliant.
Now, this was at a church, Garda station, mm-hmm. a shop, etc. And I thought to myself, that's a really good idea, because, you know, if something happens, and as I said, you don't have an awful lot of time to deal with this. You need mm-hmm. the intervention like now. And this is a good step, because at least people could say, we know where to find one. Or if we drive down the road, we know where we can come across one, you know. So,
and this is, I suppose, this initiative with Eurospar is a little bit similar to that in many ways as
similar.
Well.
If the message gets out there, obviously, and somebody can say, we know where there's one, there's a store down the road, there's a store around the corner, or whatever the case may mm-hmm. be, then at least you're giving somebody a chance.
You had your own, I suppose, your own very scary moment as well, Michael. Just remind people of what happened.
Yeah, in 2015, I had a cardiac arrest. And what happened to me was, I had just come back from Galway after playing a round of golf down there. And the way I was playing, I'm not surprised I got a cardiac arrest. But I came back to Dublin, and just after being left off at my house by my friend Vincent Hogan of the Irish Independent, who had done the driving, I collapsed in the hallway. But just before I collapsed, I discovered that I had left my phone in his car.
Okay.
So I rang him on the house phone, because I had his number, and I just rang him and said, Vinny, if you're not gone too far, I've left the phone, but I can get it tomorrow. There's no problem. And he said, look, there's no problem. I'm just down the road. I'll spin around. And I opened the front door. That's the last thing I remember, just to kind of get the phone out of his hand. And then that was on a Friday. And the next thing I sort of remember was about a week later being in St. Vincent's Hospital and asking everybody kind of, why am I here, you know?
What would the defibrillator, what would have changed had you have had a defibrillator there that night?
Okay, so if there was a defibrillator, just very briefly, what actually happened was when Vincent discovered me, he called, this was about midnight, so he called my wife who was in bed and Anne came down the stairs and Anne started to do CPR. Mm-hmm. She didn't have any training in it, but you know, first responders will tell you, mm-hmm. do something, don't do nothing, kind of do something, even if you're not trained in it. And while she was doing that, Vincent rang for an ambulance and etc. And the thing got resolved. What the defibrillator does is, obviously, when your heart stops, it tries to kickstart your heart again. For every minute or 2 minutes that you're left without intervention, and it could be CPR, yeah. because, you know, in my case, the ambulance crew, when they arrived with the defibrillator, it took them about 10 to 15 minutes to get there. Okay. So she actually intervened before it got there. So you do actually need that side of it as well for people to actually have the common sense to do something mm-hmm. with somebody that's after collapsing.
Okay. How's your health now, Michael?
My health is fine. But then, you know, I wouldn't be going around boasting about that either. Yeah. Because this thing is electrical, there's really no way of preventing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, even heart specialists can't exactly explain to you why your heart just suddenly stops. This is a good situation because I've made a full recovery. Mm-hmm. The downside of it is what happened before can happen again and you mightn't be as lucky the next time. But look, the thing is, I've had 2 years on the planet that I really shouldn't have had.
Okay, well, there you go. Just maybe on a final point, Michael, this initiative, I suppose it's one of many as well that's been carried out. So many clubs, I suppose, have run their own, GA clubs, football clubs, have run their own initiatives to try and get defibrillators in place. Do you think, is it something that's improving, particularly in rural areas?
It is something that's improving. I don't know whether it's just that I notice it more because of what happened to me in the last 2 years, but I think apart from that, I do see a couple of initiatives like this one by Eurosmar to do something in the community. And the thing about this is this can have a positive effect because, let's face it, if somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, God forbid, or something like that, there's nothing the community can do to intervene in that. That's just something that has to be through a hospital, through the medical process. A cardiac arrest is something that people in the community can intervene and might save somebody's life. I mean, it's not a foolproof thing. And just because there might be a defibrillator across the room from you, it might just be your time to go. That's the truth of it, you know. But if it saved a few lives even in the year, isn't that worth it?